You're in open air with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. I'll be your host while Jim is away in Fort Nonsense, Virginia, giving a workshop on glossolalia. Afterwards, Jim will be showcasing his vocalese virtuosity at Club Mumbo Jumbo with his group, Scat and the Gibberish Six. Lyrical gobbledygook and rigmarole syllabic usage is the facet of rock and rhythm which prompted singer Barry Mann in 1961 to ask,
"Who put the bomb in the bomb, 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 bomb? Who put the rhyme in the rhyme-a-lama ding dong?"
Was it the scat of Louis Armstrong, the vocalese of Eddie Jefferson? Was it Argot? Or was it vocalists, too broke to afford instruments, sensibly employing echoism? I would posit yes to all the above, and then again, sometimes we all go a little mad. On the Rockin' Rhythm Review, I declare that's nonsense as we throw away our dictionaries, don a yellow coat and ride a cement mixer while eating a rubber biscuit with a side of Tutti Frutti. We'll dance a woolly bully with a rag mop and mumble yakka hoom boom until it's time to bi bicky bi bo bo go.
You are talking about the nonsensical ravings of a lunatic mind.
Wap Bopaluma Blop Bomb Bomb was the epochal 1955 birth cry of rock and roll, and Little Richard's onomatopoeic drum intro to Tutti Frutti. The title references an Italian confection with assorted cut fruits, as well as slang for a gay man. Thus, it's not hard to understand how it became a lyrical hodgepodge, as songwriter Dorothy Laboistri was only given minutes to clean up Richard's ribald gay club crowd pleaser. Let's spin a rare studio outtake.
Womp bomb loom bomb lomp bomb bomb tooty booty, oh rude, tooty booty, oh rude, tooty booty, oh rude, tooty booty, oh rude, tooty booty, oh rude. Womp bomb loom bomb lomp bomb bomb, I got a girl named Sue, she knows just what to do. Got a girl named Sue, she knows just what to do. To the east, she rock to the west, but she's the gal that I love best. To the food, oh Rudy, to the food, oh Rudy, to the food, oh Rudy, to the booty, oh Rudy, to the booty, oh Rudy. Oh, bomb, loom, bomb, lump, bomb, bomb. I got a gal named Daisy, she almost drives me crazy. To love me indeed, but I don't know what she does to me. To the food, oh Rudy, 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 to the food, oh Rudy.
Multi-instrumentalist Boo Lee Slim Galliard was perhaps the most unique vocalist in rock and rhythm. Some called it vocalese, some scat. He called it voot. And Slim had few peers that could match his vocal calisthenics. But eventually, voot grew passé, and with it, Slim. Now, I could have chosen any number of Slim's catalog to feature, but I chose his lone hit, with Bam Brown on bass, 1946's Cement Mixer, Putty Putty.
putty. See me mix a putty putty. See me mix a putty putty. A puddly rooty, puddly rooty, puddly scooty. See me mix a putty putty. See me mix a putty putty. See me mix a putty putty. I puddly rooty, puddly rooty, puddly blah blah. I think that I shall never see a poem as funny as a lovely as a tree, and that booty booty. Ba-la-ba-dee-ba-ba-mo-mo-mo-ba. Ah, twinkle, 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 star. Wonder, wonder, wonder where you are, my pretty. See that mix of putty-putty. See that mix of putty-putty. See that mix of putty-putty. Putty-putty, putty-putty, putty-putty.
Jealousy Hawkins had an operatic baritone, and when the Metropolitan no longer figured into his future, Jealousy became Screaming Jay, although Jabberwocky Jay would have been more apt. But it was that voice and Jay's embrace of the macabre that merited his ghoulish renown. Jay is oft remembered for 1956's I Put a Spell on You, which was perhaps his most sing number, as the lunacy grew from there. 1957's Yellow Coat.
Shoes, tomato pick and onion juice to drive away my blues. A bright red leather suit, a trip in a motorboat, and a strike I caused on the waterfront when I fell out my yellow coat. Hey now, stick with it. Oh baby, don't quit it. You know you're bound to get it. Yes sir, made out of goat skin, frog skin, and laid out in milk and gin. The people quit the scene like the devil was loose. The clouds turned green and let down lemon juice. What walks on 2 feet and looks like a goat? That crazy Screaming Jay in a bright yellow coat. And now, stick with it. Baby, baby, don't you quit it. Lay it out in milk and gin. Now, 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 hey!
Yellow coat.
rain and snow, 50 million bulldogs, 20 mountain goats, all gathered round at sundown to see my yellow coat. Hey now, stick with it. Now, 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 don't you dare quit it. Hey, you're bound to get it. Made out of goat skin, frog skin, laid out in milk and gin. Oh, oh, hey.
About the only thing I can decode from one of the most well-known garage rock classics is the phrase L7, which, when using one's fingers, forms a square, which you would be if you didn't get it. As for the rest, was Sam the Sham and the Pharaoh singing about a new dance in 1965, or some deranged bison? Not sure, but it was originally known as Hully Gully Now by Big Bo and the Arrows, but Sam's cat, Wooly Bully, claimed the title.
Uno, dos! 1, 2, 3, 4.
Think of many songs whose lyrics primarily consist of spelling two words, and for such simple lyrics, such a convoluted lineage. Country artist Johnny Lee Wills first cut songwriter Deacon Anderson's ditty in 1949, and both were sued as Deacon had nicked jazz blower Red Allen's 1944, Get the Mop. But by 1950, it became a top five hit for Joe Liggins, Lionel Hampton, and Lucius Tyson, a.k.a. Doc Sausage and his Mad Lads, Rag Mop.
Rag mop.
M-O-P-P. Mop. M-O-P-P. Mop, 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 para. I say R-A. R-A-G. R-A-G-G. Rag. R-A-G-G-M-O-P-P. Rag mop. Rag mop.
There were many groups called the Savoys, and membership for some remains a mystery, such as the case here. These Savoys cut a song whose title is no more blatherskeet than any number of doo-wop classics, but I'll be damned if any rocked as hard as this does mid-song. And at least we know the blistering sax solo was from honker Big Al Sears, 1955's Yakahoom Boom.
Gele dingo da dingo da re ya dinge dingo gre dinge de ya re ya standing on a corner man away for my chick. She left last night, she used me back pretty quick. I'm waiting long enough, I guess I'll go home now. To walk to the bank and cool it for a while. Well, they were dancing and a talking boy was trying to look his best. The things he was saying, I couldn't even guess. I move a little closer, and this is what I heard. Mama, not a mumbling word.
When songwriter Don Carter recorded his demo, I can't say the expression was any less arcane than when Gene Vincent and his Blue Caps revved it up to overdrive in 1957. The lyrics were pretty standard stuff, but virtuoso Cliff Gallup's vertiginous guitar went beyond words, and what rockabilly tune carried a title like B-I-Bicky-Bi-Bo-Bo-Go?
Well, as I was walking down the street, I heard a crazy song with a crazy beat. The band in the house was going real wild, and all them cats just jumping in the air. B-I-Bicky-Bi-Bo-Bo, grab your girl and go-go. You love me, I love you. B-I-Bicky-Bi-Bo-Bo-Go. Go, 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 go.
Rock and rhythm artists have a fascination with mumbling. Songs like Mumbling Guitar and Mumble in My Ear were prevalent in the era. Another song was covered by Paul Bascom, Rudy Green, and Screamin' Jay, who transmogrified it into two different songs, What That Is and Little Demon. But Indianapolis' own Bobby Lewis, a decade before he was tossing and turning, did it first. Mumbles Blues from 1952.
Mama's mom. She can't speak a word, but she sure ain't dumb. She said, mumble book, mumble book, daddy, you my desire. Don't you know, sweet daddy, you set my soul on fire. I wake early in the morning, all ready to go. She said, mumble book, mumble book, mumble book, mumble book. She means a Bobby, baby. Let's go love some more. She's standing in the door. She says, boop, 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 boop. She says, please, please, Bobby, satisfy my soul. And you love my mom more soon as I got home.
Thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Edward Lear. If you know QWERTY, send your email to wmat@mail.com. They only released 145, but the A-side, as its title implied, just kept bouncing back over the years. Featured in films and as a concert highlight of the Blues Brothers, the most nonsensical song in the rock and rhythm canon? Frank Zappa felt so, and that says a lot. Based upon slang picked up at a reform school some of the members attended, The Chips and 1956's Rubber Biscuit.
Down, I wanna love a summer. Do that again.
Do, 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 bom.
Dog, I love it in a blubber lover. I'll ride a heaven in a heaven lover. I love loving in a blubber lover. I'll ride a rigging ticket hover lover. I love the mail ticket lover hover. Bend down, truck it like I wanna lover. I love the zipping in a hover lover. I'll ride a rigging ticket blubber lover. I love the woody woody packer packer.
Did you overhear of a wish sandwich? Well, it's the kind of a sandwich that you're supposed to take. Two pieces of bread and wish you had some meat.
Do 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 bom. Gow gow, lovin' in the blubber lover. Love ride a hippa dippa zippa dippa. Oh, love the mail ticket lover hover. He ride a one a dipper record record. Oh, love the mail ticket lover hover. He ride a hoodie with a slubber lover. Oh, love the mail ticket lover hover. He ride a hippin' in the hubba lover. I love the something that a jigger want.
The other day, I ate a ricochet biscuit. Well, it's the kind of a biscuit that's supposed to bounce off the wall back in your mouth. If it don't bounce back, you go hungry.
Do, 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 bom. Gow, gow, lovin' in the blubber, lover. I love the something that I love do. He ride a truck like a lover do. I love the something that I love do. All out the mail, take a lover, hover. He ride a one-a-dibble, lover, lover. All out the mail, take a lover, hover. Bein' down a lovin' in the blubber, do. He
The other day, I ate a cool water sandwich and a Sunday go to meat and bun.
Do do do
What you want for nothing? A rubber biscuit?
Do 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 bum.
Gow gow ooh.